This is the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge. Trap comedy at its finest. Where if you can't slam yourself, you might as well hang yourself. This is also where you can turn yourself into dope and you become the real man. Whoa, yeah. All right, welcome to another exciting episode of the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge. We have with us today, we have the guy that was here last week that was very, very funny, Mr. Marvin Ross, straight out of Detroit. We also have the ghetto Googler, Farouk.
Peace, everybody.
And the blackest man in show business, Mr. Al Toomer. First up top, we want to let you guys know to subscribe to the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge on the YouTube channel. Just press the red subscribe button, and you can find us every Tuesday from 7 to 8 live at morrismedialive.com. Now, the phone lines are open during the whole show. Call 323-293-3375 so you can chime in on some of this ridiculous shit that we're talking about. And it's also brought to you by our world-famous sponsor, Hempin' Ain't Easy, straight out of Oakland. And Hempin' Ain't Easy. If you ever hemp before, it ain't easy, and these brothers ain't hemping around. So, let's get straight down to the brass tacks, the business of what's been going the fuck on this week in the world. Now, this is the surprising thing that's really befuddled and befappled and fugazed me. I'm making up words because this shit was straight ignorant. The brother from Cleveland, I don't even want to call him a brother. I'm going to just call this motherfucking humanoid.
Savage.
Cowardly motherfucker. Bitch-ass nigga. Mm-hmm. Goes around and kills people that didn't have shit to do with his goddamn problem. Apparently over his broad didn't love him no more and didn't rub his head enough and shit like that. What's up with that shit?
Well, first of all, man, what you got to realize, man, if you have, you just got too many sensitive-ass men out here nowadays. You know, I don't know what happened in time. Maybe the daddies wasn't in the house, so he picked up all the mannerisms for his mama. But it's too many sensitive-ass men out here.
He definitely had abandonment issues.
Yeah, and second of all, you know, it's always when men get in these situations, just like he said. I mean, if you're a grown man, handle your problems like grown men do. If you can't confide in an older man that you respect to bring some solace to your situation, do what any other human being would do. Get on your knees and pray to God, okay? This man sitting up here calling his goddamn mama and said his mama don't care. What are you doing calling your mama about your fucking problems with your woman?
Right.
Okay,
right.
And see, this is what I don't like. And don't get me wrong, America. I don't advocate violence, even though I'm a protector of myself. If you come at me violently, I'm going to show you all kind of violence. But otherwise than that, it's peaceful. But if you have a problem with this young lady, why do you take the shit out on her?
Bingo.
You shooting an innocent man that don't even know this bitch. Mm-hmm. Okay? And that was some of the most horrible shit that I ever seen in life. Now, me, I got a solution to that. All the real men, I don't give a fuck if you got warrants or not. We should automatically, then the citizens in any area where shit like this happen, everybody is deputized to where when they find this motherfucker strung up somewhere and his intestines falling out and a note on him, nobody goes to jail.
Well, this was the beautiful thing that I found out about it, that he shot himself. Now, I knew he was going to do that cowardly shit because, you know, that's what cowards do. You know, take the easy motherfucking way out. You dig what I'm saying? Now, me personally, I try to get into the mind of this motherfucker, but at the same time, you got to understand, people trying to understand why he did this, what led him. His chain pop. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people do shit because they just crazy motherfuckers.
Fuck it, bro. This is the second time in a week.
Yeah.
I mean, what the fuck is going on when motherfuckers are going out killing bitches.
Man, either these women got some hell of a good ass pussy.
Good pussy, boy.
Or either these are some weak minded men.
That's some cold ass pussy.
Hold on, what you say?
I don't want none.
This nigga went.
Wait a minute, let's listen to Brother Al. What did you say?
The last 2 weeks, motherfuckers have went off and killed motherfuckers behind monkey face, bitches. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you're right.
What the hell is going on?
Now, because you know they say that ugly pussy good.
It ain't more when are we ever killed by?
I don't want no suicidal pussy or no homicidal pussy. If it's that good, I don't want it. Like my grandmama used to say, if you're doing good, leave better alone.
That's what I say. So you saying that the toad faced girl must have had some good pussy, is what you're saying?
I'm not, but look how they do it, though. If either one of these guys had killed a pretty bitch, they'd have been asking, you know, well, you know, he's crazy. Or he was.
You're speaking away from the mic.
He was stalking or something like that. But these have been fat, ugly. These have been ugly ass bitches.
Now, you don't like the fluffy ladies?
Mark, what I'm saying is, even women have goddamn act, well, what that ugly bitch do to make a man just come to the school and shoot her motherfucking ass? I mean, women have goddamn.
She probably had a cold head game.
Yeah, but, you know, with an ugly bitch. Everybody's asking what she did. If he'd have killed a pretty bitch, well, nigga, he just fucked up. You couldn't control him.
But you know what, though? I'm not going to get too hard on the victims or the alleged target as far as the women is concerned, but I would share this with women. This is why you got to really pay attention to who you fuck with out there, sister.
Yes.
Okay, look at the nigga. Y'all nosy anyway. Look at the nigga medicine cabinet. If he on psych meds, leave him alone.
Yeah.
Okay, if a grown-ass man overly attached to his mama, leave him alone. If you got a man that's damn near 40 or 50 years old with all the latest Xbox and PlayStation games, leave him the fuck alone, sister. Okay? Because that signs that he's mentally unstable. Okay? Mm-hmm. And the thing is, you know, a lot of people sit up here and, you know, they want to put the blame on the victim, man. Like, a lot of times brothers get killed, we want to blame him. Oh, he was on probation. He was a gang member. That don't have nothing to do with a motherfucker brutally murdering them. Now, this is my thing, right? A lot of us as men refuse to accept that we don't have our shit together and don't have enough guts or gumption to get our shit together. So whatever it stems or happen in your relationship that goes bad is really a reflection of you.
Now that's a good point, yeah. Because what I was noticing on when the man was talking, he was like, "Oh, I ain't got nothing. They took everything from me, and I ain't got nothing. Mm-hmm. I ain't got nothing else. Like I ain't got nothing to lose." Now that you know, he wasn't no goddamn hustler.
Yeah, because they say it ain't tricking when you got it.
Right.
Dang. See, you gonna find out one day that it was tricking when you had it.
Dang.
And that's what happened to him. He didn't have shit. He invested everything into this lady for whatever reason. She wasn't really into him. You can't force your love on people, and you can't force nobody to love you. Start to love yourself, you sorry motherfuckers out there in the world.
Because
he's not the only one. There's more motherfuckers out there, I'm pointing at you,
to
think
he
like
was?
Him.
Do you know how old he was?
I don't give a fuck how old he is.
I know the one of the last, they were 53. Now that's way too old to be snapping and going off and shit. But they 37. I'm like, I mean, what's going on?
All I know is Kappa's stock just went up. Ain't nobody pledging Q Dog for 6 months.
Cause he was a Q Dog.
Yeah, he's a Q Dog. He's putting that shit up, man.
Hey man, do they have a tracker on the test tube babies?
They should put a chip in their ass.
But I'm just saying, nobody's saying. I mean, where are they finding? Are these clone people? I mean, man, clone.
Al, that's a good question, man. Because
where are these people coming from?
Because the shit they doing is inhumane and it's unexplainable, man. And we live in a time, man, where only pink people did shit like this, okay?
Pink people?
Referring to white folks. But now, we so goddamn, we done took savagery to a whole nother level.
I mean, black people catching up quick. I mean, that's the crazy
thing. No, they done passed white folks up.
No, but I'm just saying, I mean, has anybody taken any tests to see, once the test tube, baby, some selfish bitch say, I don't need a man, and just go buy some sperm and have it injected in her? What are these kids doing?
Niggas just ain't real with theyself, man.
Well, look, you got to understand it like this.
Putting it on that, but we got to look at that. I mean, I've never met a grown motherfucker say, I'm a test tube baby.
But yet they exist.
Why would they tell you?
That's another thing.
There's clones and humanoids out here. They're not going to tell you that.
Shit, I picked up three of them.
What type of headaches are they causing because of the abnormal way they came here?
Al, this is true. I picked up three humanoids the other night. I was Ubering, and they was in the car with me, and nobody wanted to believe me. They were three humanoids. I knew they... Now, I ain't saying they was aliens. I ain't saying they was robots, but they ass wasn't human. Mm-hmm. You know how I knew it? Because look, the girl asked me for my phone charge and I handed it to her. I didn't look back, but I looked through the rearview mirror and then she juiced herself. She took the charge and was like, put that motherfucker right behind her ear and then start charging herself up. Yeah, yeah.
She had 76% on her forehead.
Nigga, I'm telling you, but when she was fully charged, my eyes lit all the way up.
Yeah, people like this that's among us need to be sought out and removed.
Now, do you believe in reptilians?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Have you ever seen one of them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I saw one last night at the club, nigga. That bitch ugly.
You always run into some strange shit at the club. What club was you at last night?
We were somewhere in Hollywood, man. I don't know.
How was that experience for you? Was it different than the clubs in Detroit?
Man, I've been drunk since I got here, man.
Everything moving fast, just one blur, huh?
But I agree with this nigga, man.
What's your favorite pickup line at work every time when you're in the club?
When I'm at the club?
Yeah.
Shit. I don't know, man. They got to look at, like, last night this chick called me Poppy.
Uh-huh.
And I ain't come back to her, you know what I'm saying? So, you call me Poppy, it's a wrap.
That's something that's good for you?
Yeah, that's something good. So, in my head, I'm your daddy. You know what I'm saying? But
so, what was you at? A Hispanic club?
Dog, we was at The Study. You know what I'm saying? The Study in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And I had a beautiful time.
They didn't think your ass was Will Smith?
Nah, I mean, I'm getting old now. I ain't got the game. My swag levels is low. You know what I'm saying? But
you got to watch Hitch.
Yeah, I went home jacked off. I fucked about five of them. They ain't even know it. I went home jacked off. It was about six bitches that got it last night. And they don't even know it.
Now, did you watch your porn again, or did you decide to make your own?
Nice. This shit was premeditated.
You should have went on Facebook Live like that other motherfucker.
I need to take that towel to the sperm bank, nigga. That's what I need to do and get some money.
Yeah, drunk as your ass is, they're going to give you 35 cents.
That's going back to what Al said. A lot of women, you know, they don't need a man, so they go on the sperm banks, but they don't put a tracker on the DNA. Yeah. See, if the sperm come from a motherfucker that's mentally confused or genetically weak or a fucked up person, then you giving birth to a fucking monster.
But you can't trust the employees that work at these sperm banks either, man.
What was that movie where a doctor, he was the one doing it, but he was giving all the bitches his
shit. Yeah. He had 100 kids looking just like his.
75 years old and pregnant. He was a gynecologist. He impregnated, what, 16 to 30-something women?
Yeah. He had some ghetto bitches, had some genius kids. Like, I just think that's smart and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mad at him.
A friend of mine was working at the sperm bank, and he got fired for drinking on the job. So you can't really trust the employee regimen.
You can still call him a friend, and he got fired. But
I'm going to call him an acquaintance.
Like, for instance, this asshole that just did that. Now I think about it. I can't blame this sorry son of a bitch for being the worthless piece of shit that he is. It's his mama's fault. His mama should have swallowed him or flushed his ass down the goddamn toilet. Exactly. Okay, so listen here, lady. You retarded, no good for nothing bitch, producer of a goddamn monster.
Went off in his nigga mouth.
It's your fault. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Okay?
He gonna produce a fucking monster
that's taking life of innocent people. He came out of your fucking womb.
Now, hold on. Okay? We got a caller. Caller, welcome to the lounge. What's your name? What?
Fuck from Portland, Maine.
Oh, from Portland, Maine.
Maine.
What up, baby?
How you doing, man? Little louder, brother.
I got a question for Farouk.
Okay, what's the question?
Yeah, Farouk. Women say they want the truth, right?
Yeah.
I walked up to a lady, told her I wanted to fuck. And she got married. And she got married.
Because they always say what they don't want, brother.
That's what you said. That's how you said it to her. You just walked up to her. You didn't say, hi, how you doing? Nothing. You just said, I just want to fuck.
Caveman.
And he said women want the truth. So your question to me is, why are women like that? Or what exactly is your question specifically?
Do they really want the truth?
It depends upon what type of woman they want. Now, if you fucking around on them, yeah, they want to know the real truth about that.
Brother, that'd be, you know what I'm saying?
But see, you got to think it about this way. If they really want the truth and say they allow you to fuck them, right, why do they close their eyes? See, now the ghetto Google got a question for you. Why do women close their eyes when you fuck them?
I don't know, brother.
Because they hate to see a nigga have a good time, and they thinking about the last nigga. That's why, okay? They don't want to look at you in the eyes and watch you have a good time, and they concentrating on Big Dick Willie from across town. So that's why. But see,
thank you very much.
Yeah,
man.
You gotta watch out who you deal with out here, man.
Charge that nigga.
Wait, but I'm gonna tell you this before we go. This is just for now. Now, you got to make sure that the woman you telling the truth to is the actual woman that asked you for the truth. You can't just walk up to no random bitch and tell her no shit like that. She might not have even wanted the truth. She might not even want to talk.
I'm asking, but like, what? Where did you ask her this at?
Probably was at Popeyes or some shit.
He lucky he didn't get pepper spray.
She didn't want to fuck. She wanted a three-piece.
A sister out here in L.A. with a pepper spray in his ass.
You ask the bitch that when you sitting inside your car and she's standing on the sidewalk and you roll up on.
He said he just wanted to fuck.
Yeah, I understand his modesty. He could have said something smooth like, you know, I want to cook for you and rub your feet or anything, man. That's real direct, boy.
Hit him in the back of the head with a rock.
Well, like the boy on Facebook, he could have told the truth when he dated the girl. He could have said, hey, look here, now we're going to go together. Now, if you break up with me, I'm going to kill about 18 niggas.
But the thing is, man, look in that nigga eyes, bro. He was a bitch nigga, fam.
Oh, yeah.
He was a bitch nigga. Let's get to the real. You could look in that nigga face. I'd have stole on that nigga just for looking at me, fam.
Yeah, but
he's
see,
a whole ass nigga, bro.
Here's a deeper side of that.
Yeah, he's a bitch nigga.
Any weak vessel can be a host of the most demonic spirit. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he's a bitch-ass nigga, but, I mean...
Was, because he is out of
past there. Tense. Yeah.
And
he's
we'll be
expired.
Right back. We're coming right back, so get your calls ready, and we'll be back with some more ignorant shit to talk about right here on the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge. We'll be back after these messages.
One.
Peace, man. Hell no, man.
One of them Beyonce-making good types, man.
Nah.
Is that...
Thing, bro.
One, two,
I over here,
three.
Yeah, okay. All right, we're back. We're back once again. We were just talking about that asshole. Now, there's another thing I saw on YouTube where it was on the Corey Hochul 5150 show where one of the, our comedian brethren, I think you need to get somebody at the door. The clicker's right there. Right here. I think I left it up right there. Right here on this side. Yeah. One of our comedian brethren, Mr. Ari Spears, one of my favorite comedians because he does great impersonations and everything, was on a talk show and got what they called mollywopped, what'd you say?
Mollywopped?
Mollywopped.
Yeah.
He received some lefts, some rights, a couple of uppercuts on the air.
Yeah, he got some forget-me-nots. Beautifully. Yeah. I call him forget-me-nots.
Yeah, because I don't think he's going to forget that shit.
He covered up beautifully.
Oh, he did cover
up. He didn't want to mess his face up. And didn't hit nothing.
I didn't see it. Somebody opened up the can of whoop ass.
Big jar, a mason jar worth of whoop ass on his ass.
Damn.
Yeah. And see, a lot of people misconception. This is how I know that people don't understand the logic of getting hit. Or a lot of people say he didn't, you know, Zoe didn't hit him hard and he didn't do anything. Okay, now, from close distance, for one, if you watch it slowly, he socked his ass and he elbowed
him. Exactly.
And then he hit him with six other blows. Now, he covered up finally, which means he didn't get no damage to his face. But I guarantee you he got some ice pack on them goddamn knots on his head right now. Okay, now, people say he didn't hit him hard. Mm-hmm. Let me hit your ass like he got hit, and let me see the next day if you think that wasn't hard enough for you.
Hey, when people say you ain't hit them hard, them are all your friends.
Yeah.
They trying to help you
especially when you ain't the motherfucker getting hit.
Nah, thank you.
You ain't the nigga. You know, ain't the hit-y.
I had my daughter was about 2 years old. She, I had her sitting down, and she got up too fast and hit me in my chin. Knocked me out. She was 2 years old. Mm-hmm. See, it only takes a certain amount of pounds per square inch.
15 pounds of pressure to the chin.
Right, in the right specific place will knock your ass the fuck out.
Well, it don't matter how buff you are. Your chin ain't got no muscle.
No, chin ain't got no muscle. You can't lift weights with your chin, fam.
Right.
I don't give a fuck.
But why he whoop his ass, though? Like, did he deserve it?
That's what I
was. Sometimes you need your ass whooped.
Well, he deserved it.
According to what the man said, he said when they was on commercial break, he had warned him. He was like, hey, man. quit fucking with me and quit tapping me so much. You know, now that's one. That's
okay.
One,
yeah,
that's one of the most irritating things you can do to a man.
Yeah,
is tap.
Yeah, you see it all over the world. He did,
bro. Yeah. You in my circle.
Yeah, you invade my space. I mean, say what you want to say on the mic, but you keep tapping a motherfucker. That shit's some irritating shit.
So he deserved to get his ass.
Yeah, and let's be real with it, man. I mean, you can see Aries. He's a very talented brother. You know. I'm not taking anything away from his craft, but I mean, let's face it, man. You know the man is a bona fide, naturally born asshole, man.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
Okay, and the boy Zoe told him, I'm done and I had enough of your shit.
And I'm about to whoop your ass.
Okay, see, you gotta pay attention to warning signs.
Yeah, nigga.
Okay, he set his glasses down.
He took the glasses off.
He like told him he had enough of your shit.
Right,
oh,
right.
Oh, God. He took his glasses off.
And he still didn't pay attention.
Now that's where he should have known. When the man took his glasses off,
you know,
he should have known the ass whooping was coming.
When the nigga take his glasses off, it got real.
Then he talking about he was sober, like, I don't drink, and if I was drunk, I would have probably been whoop your ass. And
that ain't never worked.
Ari Spears going to say, well, that's the reason why I'm going to beat your ass, because I am drunk.
That ain't never worked.
See, sometimes alcohol is beautiful. It makes you relax. But don't drink alcohol, fellas, if you know, got an argument with your girl or other problem. Don't drink it around certain men, because see, the shit that you trying to cover up with the alcohol start coming out.
Yeah.
So the other shit that other men go through start coming out in the form of aggressively beating your ass.
But check this out, Rook. I'm gonna say that that's probably why he didn't hit him with precision blows, because once he took them glasses off, you know, it was a hard target to find.
Yeah.
No, but you know, Aries Spears always got this fucking this grease monkey shit, you know, all the oil and shit on his head, and nigga face shiny, so he couldn't get him flush punched because all the grease that the nigga got on his face.
So you saying he was a greasy face back?
Yeah, man, the nigga got what, a Jerry curl, S curl, what the fuck he got?
That shit saved his life that day, I tell
you. Come on, man, he don't even have a Jerry curl, he got grease on his
face. All right, we got a caller right now. Let's see what the caller has to say. Caller, welcome to the lounge. What's your name?
What's up, man? It's John from Arkansas, man.
Oh, from Arkansas. What's happening, man? How you
What's
doing
up, again, John?
Man?
Hey, man, what's up with this fucking
guy?
Man, you got ice
pads
up
here on that
ass.
I can't hear you. You're
going to
have to repeat yourself.
I said, man. We can't hear you. Speak into your phone.
I said, what's up with Trump, man? He got North Korea and ice on our ass.
Oh, look, I'm going to tell you something about Trump, man. He told these Korean motherfuckers what was up. You see, they tried to launch that missile and the motherfucker didn't launch. You see what I'm saying? That's got to be some of the most embarrassing motherfucking shit in the world. We about to blow y'all ass up as soon as we learn how to light this motherfucking
thing. No, but what they don't tell you is the reason why the missile didn't get off of the ground is because our military, I guess it's the Navy, intelligence, and the Air Force, they have a special technology that transflicks and tweak the coordinates of the missile. So it wasn't that they didn't launch it successfully.
So they hacked into this shit?
We had the technology to tweak the missile coordinates to where it exploded on the ground.
Now, when you talk about they got ISIS on our tails and all that stuff, you got to understand how the world works. You know what I'm saying? The United States is not a member of the OPEC conglomerate. You dig what I'm saying? And every member of the OPEC conglomerate, that's who we go fuck with till we can jack them for that oil. So in order to jack them for that oil, we got to create a crisis. So don't ever think it's just some regular war shit. All this shit is a straight up jack move. You know what I'm saying? And I get tired of Americans getting pissed off about how we handle our business. If you don't like this shit, get the fuck out. Ain't nobody holding your ass hostage to stay in America. If you still want to get your goddamn chicken wrapped in plastic from the grocery store and all this motherfucking shit, shut the fuck up. Or take your ass to one of them third world countries
and
starve to goddamn death. You hear me?
And you know, war is a very terrible thing, man. Don't get me wrong, but America always be economically on the home front, the fucked up situation until we go to war. When you look at history of the past, America's economy thrive when we have some type of war. Now, this is my point.
Because bullets and shit ain't free, nigga.
The policy of what Donald Trump getting ready to do is level everything in North Korea. This is not no new idea. The Bush administration, Clinton, and also Obama, these were things on the table for them to do.
This shit didn't just start yesterday.
Yeah, they didn't just get around to it. Now we getting around to it.
See, Obama was going in the same predicament, but he decided to give motherfuckers free phones. phones. Now, you might be calling us on one of them free phones right now from Arkansas, are you?
Hey, man, I got a trivia question for Ghetto Googler, man.
Okay,
I'm listening.
When did Magic Johnson win his first championship with the Lakers?
When did he first win his championship?
With the Lakers.
I think that was what? 79. Yeah, it was 79 or 80. There was a season of 79-80. Yeah, he played all five positions.
Where you coming up with this shit, though? You be having some hell of a questions, but they all ghetto-ass questions.
Yeah, that was a season of 79, but it was 1980.
The last question he asked was about the food stamps. Remember that shit?
That was a good question.
Out of all things a nigga want to know, to call up and ask is the color of the food stamps.
I thought he was going to call and ask me how did Magic Johnson get AIDS.
At the Snooty Fox.
We never had it.
They got a room after that nigga called the Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson got his name from white people, okay? His name is Irvin Johnson. They call him Magic Johnson because they called him Magic Johnson.
Because he had the Magic Johnson?
Yeah. And he got AIDS.
Magic Johnson.
He actually got the HIV virus from an R&B singer. Did you know that?
What was her name?
No, his name.
Ah, hell no. Nah.
His name was Jermaine Stewart, the one that seen The Word Is Out.
Not the cherry wine drinking.
Yeah, we don't have to take our clothes off to have a good time.
Man, you ain't gonna never.
That's where Magic got AIDS from. Magic bought the boy a BMW,
bro,
and he used to be at Magic games after his game.
So waiting for him in the form club. Are you saying he had a cold ass double dribble?
Yeah, he did.
Both of them died from AIDS?
That nigga ain't gonna never work.
No,
this
he
time
died of
again.
AIDS. Magic got that secret potion.
The secret?
Yeah, it's called magic.
Damn.
I don't believe it.
All right, thank you, man, from Arkansas,
the
man. We appreciate
and
you.
The opinions of the following program do not necessarily reflect those of Morris Media Studios.
Hey, you say he barred
like
up. He ain't gonna never work in this town again.
Point is that, wait a minute, this nigga going too far.
I like that.
Too far, nigga.
Don't get to thinking Matter everybody fact. Think that way. That's just the ghetto Googler.
I mean, let's be real now.
You don't need security
let's
walking
be real
out this
now.
Motherfucker.
What other basketball player have you seen kiss another man in the face or damn near the mouth?
Shit, what's that boy name?
And the boy still ain't got no facial hair.
Hey, bro.
What's that boy named Dwight Howard?
Isaiah Thomas.
I saw Dwight.
Oh, Dwight Howard's
name. I saw Dwight Howard grab a nigga nuts in the middle of the game.
Yeah, twice.
Yeah.
I seen a gay nigga hooping at L.A. Fitness. He had on a Westbrook jersey.
Did he post you up?
Nah. That nigga was like, pass the ball. Pass.
Some real fags.
These thoughts do not affect or reflect the man Marv Kavilaus.
It ain't no mystery that Magic's son is a big old queen like that, man.
That boy's a flaming fag.
Yeah, that's
no mystery.
So check this out, man. We just had Kev walk in the door. And Kev, do you have my clipboard? And shit, let me get it.
He said, "Don't do
it." Yeah, give me the clipboard. I don't. Why was Kev late? I don't know. And you know, average nigga in L.A. gonna blame being late on traffic.
Yeah,
and shit.
Yeah. That's
no,
a good
no. The reason you was late, nigga, you didn't leave early enough. You know what I'm saying? Because if you know traffic is bad, leave early enough, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I hate when a nigga tell you he on his way and ain't even got out the bed yet. You know what I'm saying? I'm on my way, nigga. I still can hear your motherfucking spit dried up on your motherfucking chin.
Nigga, yeah. Shower.
Hell yeah.
Tell you it was traffic. I heard the man outside cussing his bro. He's outside taking care of some shit. He would have been in there before, but yeah, they care of him.
Well, shit, why you didn't grab his ass and bring him in?
Because I was smoking too. So I was taking a break.
So. Al, you've been smoking weed for quite some time now, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When was the first time you hit the weed? Or you can't remember?
Probably 13.
13 years old? Yeah. That's some cold shit.
What year was that?
81.
1941.
Yeah, 1981.
Now, were you younger than 13 when you started smoking weed?
Yep.
What, 7?
About 11 to 12. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing.
I'm surrounded by some straight dope fiends.
Oh, yeah.
You know what it's like.
Weed.
Oh, shit.
Weed is natural.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know.
I probably sold it to you niggas.
No, I was growing weed at 14.
You smoked a lot of it with us before you sold it.
Yeah. And this nigga came to me one time with some cheap-ass weed called Spice one time, right?
Spice?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck
that's some bullshit. I looked at the ingredients. It got some shit in there called wild lettuce. Have you ever heard of some motherfucking wild lettuce?
Man, I hit that shit. I hit that shit, and all of a sudden, everything was in slow motion. I looked at him. I said, what the fuck did you give me? He said, just don't think about no bad thoughts. I said, nigga, all I think about is bad thoughts. He said, but you better not. I'll do it right now because it's going to take over. Yeah. I said, what? I threw the shit. I said, what you done gave? I threw that shit out the window and shit. This nigga got mad, busted a U-turn, was looking for that shit for about 30 minutes and shit. Like, that shit cost $1,000 or some shit, right? I was like, how much did it cost? He was like, 25 cents, but it was my 25 cents. We got another caller. Caller, what's your name? Where you from?
What up, man? Boy, it's your boy, Big Sad.
What's up, Big Sad? How you doing? What's going on?
Hey, I was just calling in and let everybody know about the show y'all going to be on this Saturday night, man. The J-Spot, man.
That's right. The J-Spot on the 22nd. What's the show times again? 8:30?
8 o'clock, showtime. It ain't no CP time, nigga. It's going to be 8 to 9:30 because they want a nigga out there by 9:30. So I got to get out of there by 9:30.
So if a nigga taking the bus, he need to leave the house about 5:30.
So everybody's show will be starting properly at 8 o'clock.
Okay, so let me announce that. We got a show. Big Sid is hosting the show at the J-Spot in Inglewood. And the show starts promptly at 8 o'clock. Now, what we do...
And the comedians is featuring Big Farouk, Mad Mar.
Yeah, we got Farouk, myself, Big Sid.
Yeah, Chad McKay, and Hurricane closing it out.
And Hurricane, Big Hurricane's funny as hell. He's going to be closing out. We're going to have a rip-roaring time down there. So make sure you guys come down on the 22nd, which is this Saturday.
8
o'clock at the J-Spot. And Sid, you're going to be hosting?
I'll be hosting it, man. I'm the young host for the evening. Right. You know me. My job is to get the comedians up and going. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna hit my set, then everybody's gonna be on freestyle mode. Boom, boom, boom. Ain't no coming back. Doing 30 minutes here, 20 minutes. Nah, like, I'm gonna do my set first, and then everybody gonna fall in line. Ain't gonna be no, because I want to keep that energy up, man.
You sound like a CEO or some shit.
That's what's up, Big Sid.
But you know it's gonna be a great show, man. If anybody wanna go, get on guest list. Y'all can hit me up at Cedric Lizette on Facebook, or you can Marv. I need your list in by Thursday.
Yeah, you can
list in on Thursday. So y'all can get y'all bread, man.
That's right. So if anybody want, anybody from the lounge especially want to come, hit me up at 323-921-6122, and I'll put y'all on the guest list so y'all can come down and get y'all laugh on. That's this Saturday at the J-Spot at 8 o'clock. Big Sid is hosting. Me and Farouk will be there performing. Oh, and we also got a Mad Marv Comedy Lounge concert series coming up at the Venice Beach Bar on the 19th of next month. It's going to be a Friday night. Be there or don't be nowhere.
Say, man, they say that's the hottest show in town right now, Big Dog. That's word on the street. That's the hottest show in town.
Yeah, I like it, man. It's a real good, cozy
and it's right
venue,
there on the beach.
Man.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Real nice
venue. We had
a
good time down there. Last time we had a good time. We're going to have a good time this time coming up. So we'll see you, Sid, and thanks for calling in to the lounge.
And I say this, and I'm going to get out of here, man. If the fans of the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge want to see Big Sid Sports Cornerback, hit Marv up in the inbox. Let them know to bring me back in town, man. I'm ready to come back home, dog.
All right, we ready to have your ass back up in here, Sid. Sid, we miss your ass. You know what I'm saying? We miss you.
So if y'all, if your fans want me back, man, I'll be willing to come back, man. I even come back for less money this time.
So if anybody misses Big Sid's Sports Corner, hit us up in the comments and you know, let us know how much you missed this big cuddly motherfucker.
Don't forget right, Jeff Arnold, too, man.
Oh, Jeff,
a lot of people been asking me about Jeff. Jeff, if you watching this shit, man. Put that pie shit aside, man, and come back, man.
Now, Jeff,
I ain't got nobody to talk shit to no more, Jeff.
I talked to Jeff the other night. He said he was coming back, so he gonna make a surprise appearance when he come back.
Why'd
he leave? I don't know. We still haven't found out. We're going to ask him those questions and many more when he comes back to the lounge. You know what I'm saying?
Say, so, man, y'all take care of y'all.
All right.
I'll see y'all in a couple
Thanks
days.
For calling
All
the
right,
lounge.
Big Sid, go to the gym.
Yeah.
What's up? All right, big dog.
Yeah, that's Big Sid. He want to come back to the lounge. I don't know why these people be wanting to come back. They fire themselves. This is how I find out they ain't working here. I go, where's Jeff? Where's Sid? They ain't here?
They ain't here.
Oh, I guess they gone.
Damn.
Next thing I know, they be like, oh, we want to come back. Well, then come back like you left. You know, just show the fuck back up. You know what I'm saying? Now, this right here says something. What is this? What is this, Kev? You done put me. Hookers turned gay man straight.
Damn.
With a cake?
With a cake?
With a cake?
What kind of cake was it?
It must have been a cake shaped like a pussy.
Damn. I want some of that cake.
Kev, where you get this fake?
He be finding some. I think sometimes he be making up some shit.
I've been out here fucking with the women and shit, bro. Like, yeah. I ain't no girls gangbang out here.
Oh, you didn't know that shit?
Man, this girl was sucking my dick and was like, hold on, what set you claiming, fam? Your mama stayed.
You must have had on them red drawers.
Yeah, I had some red socks on. She wanted to know what time it was.
Hell yeah. The girls out here, it's hard, man. It was three girls killed a nigga last week. And he thought he was macking them down and shit until they pulled the pistol.
She was giving some good head. I was like, whatever set you want me to be, baby. I'm blood cuz, whatever.
That's what you tell you. I'm blood cuz. That's my name. I'm from both of them. I'm from everywhere.
Both of them.
I'm from the Connect game. That's what you told us.
The Connect game?
You just don't have no bar. You take any kind of woman.
I don't care. Hey, I know y'all California. What set y'all from? Niggas don't want to answer that, dude.
You see how he said that shit? He didn't say it. He was like, and what part of the
state? Say, we got to walk out this bitch, don't we?
Oh, where I grew up at.
Where you grew up at?
I grew up off of Western and Imperial.
Oh, so you a Crip.
He from, he from Church's Chicken.
Crip, so you ain't know I knew that, did you?
Yeah, I grew up. All I got to do is give a location. If you know the history, do you know? See, I'm from where Crippin started at.
I like Crip.
That's where I grew up at.
And where chicken is cheap.
Can you teach me how to Crip walk? I want to go home.
No, well, you got to take a special course with my childhood partner, Dub C. So he can show you how to skip.
That nigga's the coldest Crip. Yeah, he like a super Crip.
And your beard long enough to get you some triple ones.
Not really. He just made the dance popular. He can really do that shit good,
man. That shit cold, bro.
You know, go to my boy Dub Ski to teach you how to skip, man.
Skip. I want to learn how to Crip walk.
Now, check this out. We got an interesting thing going on. Because like the caller was saying, it seems like he's scared that we're going into World War III or some shit like that. And I just want to assure America, don't worry about that shit.
Nah, man.
You know what I'm saying? Do not worry about none of it, because if the missile hits your ass, you ain't going to feel it no goddamn way.
Just take a sip, man.
You mean Americans getting shaved.
Trust me, you ain't going to
feel full
shit.
Water. Get your guns at weapons school and get yourself right with your creator, because we finna be tried and tested.
Yeah. We about to die.
I don't know about him. He speak for him. I'm going to survive.
You going to survive?
Okay, so I'm telling y'all the tools that you need to have a chance to survive. If you just want to party till it's over, just go ahead.
Because you only got one life to live, you know what I'm saying? Because I know some people got some strange bucket lists, you know what I'm saying? And that's one of the things I was trying to see. Now, Al, do you still have your bucket list?
Yeah, I got a gang of them, but I want to
give us three top threes.
The idea that a bomb is going to wipe out all humanity. I ain't with that.
Nah, just the bad motherfuckers, the ones that they point their
shit
at.
That's not going to happen now.
No, exactly. That's what y'all was saying.
So if it was to happen, what's the top three on your bucket list?
My bucket list?
Before the bomb hit your ass, what you want to accomplish before that shit happened?
Killing some motherfuckers who really did something to rub me the wrong way.
You want to kill before we kill.
Al, I'm going to have you by my campfire. We going to survive.
So you say you ain't going to fuck with them innocent motherfuckers. You got three niggas on your list right now.
I got a whole dictionary full of them. And I want to die killing them.
Who would be first on your list?
Mom, I'm not going to sit here on that.
Yeah, man. Come on, boy. That's too much, man.
You know, first thing you say, my landlord for what?
Yeah, it's probably yours. We all got a list.
The landlord is at everybody top of the list this year. I don't care, this motherfucker. He knew I was going to get a rent late when he gave the apartment to my black ass and shit. You know, because you don't never get your deposit back. Don't ever be thinking you're going to get that motherfucker back. That motherfucker's gone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you right.
Hell yeah. What's on your top three for bucket list?
Bucket list?
I know, so I got to do something with some porn and shit.
You ain't lying.
To be in a porn.
Why would anybody be thinking about a hard dick when they get ready to die?
A hard dick? That's gay as hell.
Fuck it. But y'all,
who want to think about a dick when we dying?
But I'm just saying, you both said porno.
Hey, Al.
So that means y'all thinking about
what side are you on,
ready
Sam?
To die.
What side are you on? Look me in my eye, nigga.
I'm all mine, bro.
Look me in my eye, nigga. Oh, what side is you on, Sam?
Oh, man.
Look, they had gay slaves, nigga.
Right,
let me know what side you on.
Sure
look me in my eye.
What the fuck they gotta do
is this something in my eye, nigga? You want to blow that shit out?
I'm just saying, be it a fag or you fucking goddamn
bitch. Let me tell you something, nigga.
Who now, where did you read that shit?
Somebody come up
you
and
going down the wrong lane.
You
nigga.
Getting ready to die and you thinking like about fucking man or
nigga.
Woman? Who's thinking about fucking and getting ready to die?
No, nah, fair.
When we was born, we was coming out the pussy. I want to die in the pussy.
Well, you ain't gonna be thinking like that. What's wrong with that? Even motherfuckers get executed.
Nigga, I want my casket to be one big coochie, nigga. Bury me in that bitch. Fuck y'all. I love pussy. All this gay shit going on. That's nigga, right. Nigga, I'm supporting pussy.
Me too.
Nigga, vote for pussy.
Wet life.
What you say? Do what?
Wet lives
make
matter.
Sure it's
wet.
Wet
lives matter, nigga. God yeah. damn
it. Do what?
Nigga.
Make sure that it's
over
wet.
Pussy. See, what happened?
We don't want no dry
your ass
beat
is
up
old.
Pussy.
You done got over pussy. Well,
nigga, you,
know you
ain't but goddamn 3 months.
He done got over it.
He over pussy.
He got over it.
He over pussy.
Exactly.
That nigga over pussy. I ain't that old yet, nigga. Exactly. I want some pussy.
And I'm telling you where you're at.
Hey, anybody out there find me attractive? 313-425-1622, nigga.
Hey, what you say?
Snooty Fox, room 304. I fuck with the hoes.
What you say? His T level is down?
T level's down, nigga. Hey, that nigga need an alpha pill. Nigga. Somebody get this nigga
don't
some you Viagra.
None of it. Don't you none
so
of
what
it.
The fuck he just sat at the house butt naked watching the Golden Girls?
I don't know, nigga. I hope not. Man, hey, if you gonna watch that, fuck with Blanche, nigga.
If you still fucking mutt rest and dogs
going
and
going out, girls, look,
fucking okay. Goddamn nothing.
I know I fuck with Al, man. I hope I get to live like Al and get over pussy one day.
One day,
One day I hope I'm over pussy and I ain't gay.
Right, it ain't the fuck. I'm fucking.
Nigga, just wake up like, hey, bro, I ain't fucking. Hey, bro, I ain't fucking with pussy no more. You know what, nigga? I think I'm over pussy.
I done had enough of that shit.
Hey, man, look, I got an interesting question.
You want to know I'm be doing pussy when I catch HIV, nigga? And I'm like, all right, I think I'm done.
Hey, I got an interesting question. I want to pause to all of y'all. Somebody,
Al, my nigga. Hold on.
Somebody was telling me today, and I just want your opinion on this, all of y'all, right? A person was telling me, like, you know, the saying, you know, keep your hands to yourself. If you don't want nobody hitting you, don't hit nobody, right?
Right.
So a question was posed to me today is that, do that exclude women, retarded people, disabled people, and elderly?
Nah, everybody.
Now, they got mad at me because everybody. I said, hell no. Okay, now, this is my thing.
I'll slap a baby.
If you a grandma, okay, or if you Miss Pritchy with your weave on tight, irritated because your weave too tight, or if you in a wheelchair and you hit and spit on me, I'm fucking you up. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck if you're right. Man, woman, child, or whatever. Because, see, we got to draw the line of equality. If you want to equally be respected,
you got to get your ass
you must equally be respected. Mm-hmm. Or respectable. Now, if you a woman and you got this sick idea that a man is not supposed to hit a woman, hit me and see what the fuck I do to you. Okay, now, I'm not advocating abuse of a woman. I love women. And the only place that I want to hit him is with my man right here. I want to hit them in that wet pussy.
Yeah.
As hard as I can because they like that.
Team
but otherwise
pussy.
Than that, I would never put my arm up to harm a woman.
Unless she slapped the shit
but
out
if she tried to hit me with a frying pan, man. Stab me in anything, if I can't reach my goddamn taser, a pepper spray, to get her ass off of me, I will break her goddamn jaw.
Fuck up.
Damn, that sound like the motherfucker
if
on Facebook.
If you're in a wheelchair and you able enough to run me over with your wheelchair with your disrespectful ass, and I tell you, sir, you're not going to say excuse me, and you spit on me, I'm going to flip your ass out that wheelchair, kick you in your ass 10 times, fold your wheelchair up and slide it 10 yards away, and kick you in your ass 5 more times before you crawl.
He sound like he done that shit recently.
I had a girlfriend in a wheelchair.
For real?
Man, I used to put that brake on. She get a cold as hell. You put that left brake on.
You don't have no bar. Oh,
bro.
Yeah, I heard she left you because you were sitting there doggy style. You had her hung up on a clothesline. And the neighbor had to go get her down because you fucked her hanging on the clothesline and left her there.
Man, that's that picture me rolling.
The neighbor told you. The neighbor said you should have been gentleman enough to get her off the clothesline and push her up to her front porch. You left her on the clothesline hanging.
Hey, man. Sometimes you got to let them go.
Now, where did you meet this wonderful woman in the wheelchair at?
Oh, at a nursing home.
Was she older?
Yes. She just got there. She wasn't that old.
Like by what age?
She's about 70.
And she had Parkinson's.
Young she 70. Just checked in. I met her at the door. I worked there. That's why.
You was an employee?
Yeah, yeah.
She had Parkinson's.
All I'm saying is, fellas,
so I heard she did a good hand job.
Y'all be thinking grandmas is fucked up. Look, fellas, You got to protect the booty from the cradle to the grave. All I'm saying is check on your grandma and healthy living, nigga. Somebody might be tapping that.
Somebody like your ass. Yeah, you
know from a predator himself.
She's a rich grandma.
Hey, that's why they don't want to be lead. That's why they don't want to be.
Everybody need loving, nigga.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Know. If it's I just a rich
see how all the bitches you gave up on, I'm fucking.
You got a lot of them to go through.
You ain't lying, nigga.
Man, you can't. Yeah.
Taking all that dusty this pussy, nigga.
Hey, this nigga is crazy. Let me ask you. So that
motherfucking fool.
That mentholatum don't bother you?
Hell no. Nigga, I knocked the dust out of ancient pussy.
Been
nigga.
Good.
Nigga, please. Nigga.
How old are you, son?
37, fam. Oh, yeah.
He said yeah, that's yeah, cool, too.
Nigga, I probably stole one of your hoes.
Young ass nigga. You didn't steal her. She just was wondering why while I wasn't fucking
damn.
With her.
Yeah. I'm just playing
with that Alzheimer's shit.
I fuck with niggas like Aldo, man. I love older women, bro.
So did you really leave Detroit or did you get kicked out, nigga, for fucking all the old bitches in the motherfucking town?
I'm gonna be here for a minute, but I'm going back home. They ain't kicked me out. They just said you need to take a break, nigga.
I'm gonna tell you what you gonna come across, man. I fucked old bitches. Man, I was fucking my teachers. You ever fucked the teacher in high school? I fucked my English teacher.
For real?
I've always been this same motherfucker. I fucked older women all my life.
Because they thought you was their
but
age.
Now me being
older, you don't want that.
I'm fucking a bitch 70 or 80, so I got to go back the other way and start fucking with younger bitches.
See, but when you
who have a legitimate reason for doing dumb shit. I ain't no seasoned bitch and still fuck it up.
And she's 78, she should make zero mistakes.
See, when you fuck old hoes, you catch old diseases like VD and shit.
If they old and rich, you know I'm fucking
you ain't got to worry about no bullshit.
You call some shit so old.
You catch shit you can get rid of.
It was called Gertrude. You called Gertrude.
Ooh, I ain't heard Gertrude, nigga.
He called Gertrude, nigga.
Y'all niggas crazy, man.
Yes, sir.
So he get yeast infections and shit. You call it a yeast infection.
Hey, nigga.
That nigga got arthritis in his dick. He called arthritis.
You ain't shit till you fuck the bitch watching Bonanza, nigga. I'm telling you. Lifetime, fuck Netflix and chill. Lifetime and chill, nigga. You ain't shit, nigga. Fuck a bitch to Bonanza.
I ain't did that, but I'm telling you, I didn't jack down doing it.
Nigga, giddy up, nigga.
What about the Andy Griffin show?
Hell yeah, call me house, nigga. You ain't shit till you fuck the bitch watching Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, the Andy Griffin show.
Boy, you ain't shit, nigga.
Weird shit going on.
You ain't shit, nigga. Michael London is a turn on to bitches, nigga.
He make an old bitch moist.
Make an old bitch moist, nigga. Highway to heaven in this bitch. Nigga, what's up? Nigga, give me some, nigga.
Golden Girls get you some pussy too, though.
I'm going out, girls. Where Blanche at? Shouts out to the old bitches. And I do wear Spice One, nigga.
Old Spice, nigga. He's made up his own clone and shit.
Right.
What, huh? To the Snooty Fox, room 304.
You don't take him to party or nothing?
No, you can't take no old bitches.
You can take him to bingo night.
Bingo night.
Bingo, yeah, they love that.
They like bingo. All
right, fucking with Al. You learn shit every day.
You don't go to the Snooty. They ain't change sheets in the Snooty Fox, niggas. It's nice.
We don't give a fuck about no sheets.
Old bitches don't fuck on a bed. We fucking cheers, man.
You know what I'm saying?
And one of them old chairs, the ones that swing around, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, the office chair?
The office chair.
Now, don't you notice older women make different noises than younger women when you fuck them?
Yeah.
They do a lot of coughing and shit.
No, they sound like cats fucking. They...
They drool.
Yeah. See, a young bitch,
See, old bitches got tricks, man. You ever had an old bitch take her teeth out?
Not really.
Yeah. Granny Gummy.
I ain't interested in that.
You ain't shit till you had your dick sucked without her teeth.
Fuck all that, man.
I was in love with a bitch when I was 17 years old. Granny Gummy. She took her goddamn gums off for some crack crumbs, man, and I fell in love with her mouth, man.
This nigga crazy as a motherfucker.
This is what I'm talking about.
I can't wait till my old lady teeth start falling off.
Wait a minute.
So that's the only reason why I'm sticking around with her.
You be putting sugar on her rice and shit just to speed up the process? I can't wait till this bitch molar come out.
Granny Gummy is a cold head doctor.
All right, so look. Now, we got about 5 minutes left. This is the part where we get down to the sports, see what the sports game is going on.
NBA playoffs is here.
Yeah, we're going to see what's going on with the NBA playoffs since my boys, the Lakers, is nowhere to be. I was watching the playoffs with the Lakers.
Why would you even mention them?
Who's Lakers?
Because yeah. That's our team, man.
This is and a they ain't shit
team.
Right now.
That's a beautiful
it don't
city.
Matter. What's
it
your team?
It does matter. They my team, but I don't who speak up team? With the Lakers.
Okay.
You're a hater. Speak for them niggas. They won 25 games this year. This has been going on for 3 years. You gonna get these
Russell
niggas.
Westbrook made is, history.
Right.
What he did tonight?
Russell Westbrook made history.
What'd he do?
He made history. He has the most triple-doubles since Oscar Robinson.
Good. Yeah, that's what's up.
He passed Oscar Robinson
record. He's going to do something special in these playoffs. I bet he go off
he been doing something special.
Not in the playoffs. They just started.
But he been doing something special. He been averaging.
But when you hit 60 or 70 in the playoffs, ain't too many niggas did that. Ain't the last one did it was Jordan. I see that boy doing some shit like that, even in the ass.
Didn't Kobe do that?
I see Russ Brook going off for like 60 also. In these playoffs. LeBron ain't that's scored no 60 in his career.
Nigga, please.
What games he be watching?
Are you serious?
Are you serious?
LeBron, well, look it up, man. Everybody got phones. His career average, his most points in the game ain't no 60-something.
LeBron James.
He didn't hit 50-something. 56, 57. He ain't got no 60.
Look at Madison Square Garden, man.
There ain't no playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Even if he have done it in 14 years, it ain't the playoffs. There ain't too many motherfuckers.
So, who's a very argumentative motherfucker off of basketball.
That's what happened when you stop
fucking.
Yeah,
you get angry and
shit. You get angry and
I still fucked. I just fucked wisely.
Yeah, he fucks his hand.
Yeah, that's wisely, ain't it?
Yeah.
You end up with
he don't
kids,
have to spend no
want.
Money. He don't have to worry about no. He can't have no baby out the his pinky.
Damn.
And he damn sure ain't getting no STD from his hand.
How many of your kids wish you could back up in your dick?
Now, wait a minute. Hold up, fellas. Before y'all get back into y'all personal shit, because it's the sports section.
Yeah, what? This is we passed the fucking section. We talking about
we gonna,
basketball.
We're going to ask.
Not your boss.
We're going to start with Mark. Who is your prediction to take the whole thing in the playoffs?
Man, Pistons ain't in. I don't give a fuck.
See?
I'm glad you got
another. I'm a real fan of my home team. That's why, Al, you on some bullshit, man. Yeah. You're supposed to be a Laker fan until you die. You ride with them niggas when they win.
Nigga,
it,
I ride
you ride with them
win.
Niggas when they lose.
Yeah. I ride with who win.
Man, you a traitor fan.
He's an opportunist.
You a traitor fan.
No, I'm not a fucking kid anymore.
This nigga get off the bench. That's
I mean,
what happened
when I used to hate the goddamn Boston Celtics, nigga, but Kenny Anderson was my friend.
We got Cleveland.
I know niggas who play with these motherfucking teams.
We got Cleveland up by 2 in their series. That's a real tight series. Indiana been giving them a run for their money.
Right.
I think that Oklahoma plays Houston again tonight, but they're down 1-0 in the series. Kawhi Leonard been playing phenomenal basketball, so San Antonio is up 2-0, and we got the Clippers.
Okay.
They getting their ass up out of here. Utah go run their ass out of town.
So who would be your pick for the whole thing, Fruit?
Man, to be honest with you, I would say Golden State.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other end, I would say either San Antonio and Golden State because San Antonio is a still very competitive team. I mean,
you can't count San Antonio out. That's what
never.
Can't.
Cleveland,
never.
Cleveland. I mean, everybody would want to go with King James. He's playing phenomenal ball. Him, Kawhi Leonard, and Kevin Love. But they're struggling with the team that they're playing.
I'm gonna go with Cleveland,
Indiana,
because I like the commercials.
So you know who knows, man. But if I put my money on it, man, I think Golden State and Kevin Durant go get him a ring this year.
Who gonna win, Al?
Anybody who wins it is a motherfucker who getting paid millions to win it.
Damn.
I really don't give a fuck.
And that sums it up.
And you can bet your bottom dollar on that.
And we waited and we shut the fuck up for that.
For that. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
That's one to have a drink on.
My team ain't in it. Fuck it.
This is what happens when you stop fucking. You just be salty.
That's coming from all the drunk ass sports.
You salty
outlets.
As hell. Like, I don't give a
you
fuck
heard
about
it
life.
Laugh.
Get used to it.
You should have gotten in the car with that nigga shooting people, man. So salty ass.
You going to be doing that. You keep fucking the bitches you fucking with.
Oh, all right. Wow.
Hey, at least I'm going to die happy in some pussy.
All right, y'all. Thank
you
y'all.
Maybe you might not die. Bitch
thank everybody for tuning in.
Shoot you in your back and split
another
your spine.
Another edition of the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge. We'll be back next week talking some more ignorant shit with these motherfuckers right
love
here.
Love y'all, man.
And we love y'all. Tune in next week at 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. And you can watch us live at morrismedialive.com. And if you have any questions, call us at 323-293-3375. It's also brought to you by Hempin' Ain't Easy, straight out of Oakland. We'll see you next time on the lounge. Mad Marv Comedy
Peace
Lounge.
Peace to the world.
Out.
Yeah. Everybody go buy them a gun.
Yes, sir.
and stay your ass off Facebook, goddamn, if you ain't got shit to say.
Beretta or better.
Be careful what you say on that motherfucker.
Just stay your ass off that motherfucker. You don't know what you're going to say.
Hey, man, I love y'all, bro. That was good.